Hey, it's Senna. Welcome to my talk. no one ever asked me to do questions before, so, questions. So, question one. On your erotic scale, where does erotic audio rank when compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I would say probably number two, second, right after the written word. I've always been a reader, and I like to read my erotica very much. Audio is very good because it hits a lot of the same imagination triggers for me, but I could also listen in public if I wanted to, if I was driving. Whereas it's hard to read while you're driving and, you know, illegal. Number two. How long did you lurk on GWA before you posted an audio file? And was I coaxed into posting my voice? Actually, I lurked about, 4 or 5 minutes. I had already started doing erotic audio when I found GWA, a very specific erotic audio, dealing with, helping people with physical limitations. And one of the people that I was helping posted in our sex and was directed here to GWA. So after I talked with him for a while and helped him out, I went to GWA, and it looked really nice. And this was, it had only been a subreddit for about 4 months. And, so I just checked to make sure it wasn't an utter hive of scum and villainy, and then I started posting there. I posted a verify, and then, shortly thereafter, I posted a 100-to-1. And then there were requests for longer recordings, which I have somewhat come to specialize in. So next I posted a 20-minute clip. And no, I wasn't coaxed. This is what I wanted to do. Three. Have you voiced about your deepest, darkest, secret desires on GWA, and will you? Very close. Most of them, yeah. There are a few that, I'll keep those private. But, Senna's bedtime story is actually the oldest fantasy that I have. I started with that one when I was like 11 years old. And it's only, you know, I'm almost 40. So, It's only gotten stronger, I guess. And of course, through the years, reading various erotica, sort of targeted in that direction, didn't loosen the hold at all. Which GWA recording is your favorite, and which one of your own recordings do you like the most? Well, I would say, we'll do my own recording first, because that's a little easier. That one really depends on what you're looking for. I mean, I've got a whole bunch. Project A, The Innocent, is up there. That and Senna's Bedtime Story. I would say those two are my favorite. And neither one was the result of a request. Which a lot of them, I don't feel so much a complete authorship of, because they were results of requests. But these two I made completely on me. They weren't a result of anything I saw, and they're pretty special. Well, I've been here for a long time, and I've got a lot of extremely well played audios. But my favorite recent audio, I would say, probably is by Lola Getz, Real Men Do It Sitting Down. That one was, I just really liked it. It was loving and sweet and very sexy. Okay, number five. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Oh. On a guy, I like jeans and a t-shirt, to be honest. Just simple, nothing big. On a woman, a tailored jacket is just lovely. Something that shows off the curve of her waist and flares at the hips. Number six, what do I wear to bed? Sometimes headphones. Yeah, I've got headphones. Number seven, other than the bed, what's your favorite place in the house to have sex? That would probably be the couch. I seem to like comfortable places. Eight, has food come into play during sex? God, no. It's messy enough as it is. Nine, after a night out, have you ever woken up next to someone you didn't know? Nope. I've never had more than, say, 2 ounces of alcoholic beverage at a time. And by at a time, I mean in a week, a month. I've never been drunk. I've never done any drugs. I've never had a one-night stand. And I've had I've been married since high school. Leo and I have been together 22 years this coming October. So, yeah. Nope. Never done that. Have I had a threesome, foursome, moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? I have had a threesome. Male, female, female. It was very uncomfortable. The other girl, it was not Leo, was, she was a bit of a diva, always. Was a friend of ours, and all the attention had to be on her. So he concentrated on her, and kind of felt a little left out, actually, to be honest. And so, not something I'm interested in. It was very awkward. I didn't feel appreciated, you know. Would I rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? Well, you guys know that I'm a pretty good actor. And the thing is, once I get into character, I'm totally in that headspace. So I could go completely either way on this, and be 100% into it. It just depends on the character. When you are nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Well, it can be quite difficult for me sometimes. Things like good girl, dirty girl. Things like that are somewhat minimizing, but praising. Yeah, I like that. Do you have multiple orgasms, and what is your record number of orgasms in one day? Leah's pushed me a couple times. I think probably 3 is my record. Which fantasy do you wish would come true? That's hard. I don't know. Someday. Well, there's no someday. Like I said, I'm almost 40 years old, but ideally, if I had my druthers, I would give pretty much anything to be in a stable male-female-female threesome. 15, have you and a lover made sex videos? No. No, that's all right. We made audio, though. And the audio we shared. 16, have you ever gotten so wet in public that you had to go find a private place? Yes, actually. I often listen at work. And sometimes, after about the 5th or 6th audio, I have to go make use of the bathroom. Luckily, there's one nearby. It's a single stall, so just a room with a lock on the door. Unfortunately, the walls are paper thin, so I have to be very, very quiet. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? That would be a toss-up, I guess, between my neck, which I think is very common, especially down the sides under the ear, and the center of my back between my shoulder blades, which is very ticklish, but just sends a thrill right through me. Okay, how much of size matters to you? Not at all. Not at all. That just doesn't matter to me in sex. The pleasure is what matters to me in sex. And if there is any shortcoming, it can be made up with various manual devices, if you will. Size does not matter at all. The only way that size would matter to me is if my partner was particularly proud of their size and therefore liked to get praised for it, or was into light humiliation about their size that brought them pleasure. In that case, I'd be happy to oblige. But other than that, no, I don't really think about that at all. But then I tend to almost completely exclude someone's physical appearance from whether or not I want them. It's all in the mental attitude and how they present themselves. It's all about the mind for me, to be honest. 19, what is your idea of good foreplay? Just gentle, tender touches, and a lot of them, for like an hour, right about until the point when I'm ready to growl and just take what I want. Just teasing words and things like that in public, I like that. 20, have you role-played, and what is your favorite role-play? Well, role-playing as in role-playing games, I've been doing since I was 11 years old, so more than 25 years. Absolutely, I have sexually role-played, especially since a lot of that time, obviously, I've been playing with my wife, so we've had some character role-plays and such. What is my favorite one? I would say that it was probably the same as my bedtime story audio. I like a somewhat bastardly big brother who makes me beg for it. So those are the 20 questions. I'm glad we could have this talk. Laters.